Joshua chapter 1. So turn there with me if you would. When you find it, go ahead and stand. We'll read our verses. Joshua chapter 1. Don't you love God's word?
Amen.
Me too. Me too. Verse 1, Joshua chapter 1. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Some of y'all need to underline that in your Bible. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. It applies to Joshua, it applies to you. Be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only thou be strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand nor to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. There's a kind of prosperity connected to obedience to the, or trusting and obeying the word of God, isn't there? God knows that. Look at verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. We'll go to verse 11, three more verses. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, pass through the host, and command the people, saying, prepare ye victuals, for within 3 days ye shall pass over this Jordan to go in to possess the land which the Lord your God giveth you to possess it. Simply tonight, God wants us to remember a great truth that we've talked about, and we'll see it again tonight here. It's time to move forward. Some of us are stuck, and we need to reboot. It's time to move forward. So let's talk about it. Father, I pray your blessings. Help us to be reminded of the great truth moving forward tonight, and to apply it to our life. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You can be seated. I worked on Ecclesiastes yesterday a little bit, started working on it today, and I, in my Bible studies, I think it was this morning, I'm in Joshua, and I was just being reminded again of this text here, and I just had this burden, like, God wants us to talk about this tonight. But I just sort of push it off, you know, and I'm going through my work and finish my devotions, start the process of working, and go back to Ecclesiastes, working on it for tonight. And I thought, the whole time I'm in Ecclesiastes, which was about 30 minutes before I started obeying God, it just wasn't happening. You know, I couldn't make it make sense. I couldn't put things together. And that was because God wanted us to be here tonight. And so I went back to, when I finally admitted that, then I knew right what God wanted us to do. Just opened it up. Had to redo some things because there's a specific thought I want to deal with tonight that was not in any of the original messages that I've done out of this passage. And that is that sometimes moving forward is to understand, like we know, moving forward is to understand the future, to understand what God has for us. If you want to move forward, then you have to be kind of aiming for something that you have a vision for. This is what God has for me. This is what God has for my family. This is what God has for our church. And if we're going to move forward, we need to strive for understanding at least one step at a time, and maybe a long-term vision is good, but sometimes you don't know where you're going to be in 5 or 10 years, so we just say, God, where do you want me to be today? But still, we need to know, God, which direction do you want me to be going? And so part of that is just knowing God's plan for today. Which direction are we going? Which direction does God want us to go? And so moving forward is looking forward to God's plan of growth and changing and becoming and growing into an image of Christ, and all that's a part of it. But this is what we're going to primarily talk about tonight. We'll deal with some of that. We're going to be talking about moving forward as opposed to looking back. And sometimes, and I feel like some of us tonight, we're having a hard time moving forward because we can't stop looking back. We keep getting stuck on where we were, or what we used to be, or where we've been in the past. And we're so stuck there, we can't get where God is trying to get us. I remember, when I was a kid on a skateboard, I was bad on skateboards, and I'm even worse now. I can't even step on one. You know what I mean? Like, my kids have skateboards, and they're like, Dad, get on a skateboard. I can't even stand on it. I feel like I'm going to go down. It's not worth it to me. So I'm like, nope, no thanks. But I remember as a kid, I would sit on my bottom on the and just ride it, like down a hill or something. And there's other kids, they're doing that, so we're sort of racing. And I remember looking back at the other kids like this, riding down this hill on a skateboard. Don't do that. And so when I turned back around, whammo, right on my forehead, bumper of a car. I mean, it was a big goose egg on the front of my head. And I think I probably could have avoided that had I been looking forward. But I was looking back. And I think sometimes we have whammos in our life because we can't stop looking back. We keep looking back. You got to move forward. You got to stop looking back at your old sins, your old life, your old past, the past, the old things that surface and resurface. And by the way, guess what God says about those things? He says, remember, I think somebody said it in our blessings time. I'm thankful for the mercy of God. I'm thankful for the forgiveness of God. I'm thankful that God, doesn't keep a record. I don't remember how you said it. I think it was you, Miss Peggy. But so we have those. That blessing of knowing that God forgives us. He doesn't hold a grudge. He doesn't keep track of it. But we do that sometimes. We have a hard time getting rid of it. And there's a log. There's like some of us have a file cabinet in our brain, and it's just logged. And you can just find the file and bring it back up when you need it. I mean, I'm talking about those old things. By the way, guess who else sometimes has access to our old files? It's the devil. And he wants it to be back in your head too, because if he can get in your head, then he can get you going, not focused on where God has you, where he wants you to be, but keep looking back. That's where the devil wants you to look. That was 10 years ago. 10 years ago we moved here. Just almost 10 years ago. And there's been a lot of challenges through the years, hindrances, where we've had our hurts, we've had our struggles, we've had our financial burdens, we've had our spiritual battles, we've had our physical battles, we've had our spiritual physical battles, you name it. For 10 years, we've probably dealt with something in that regard. Even the physical trial of paying bills and knowing how we're going to be here financially, it's just all of those things are trials that we've had to face through the years. And moving forward as a church and moving forward as a Christian is not dwelling on all the hindrances that have been there in the past. What kind of pastor would I be if I was so focused on every time I was hurt that I couldn't move forward and help people because I'm afraid they're going to hurt me? Then I wouldn't be doing this. There's a log of all the hurts, and they're there. But I need to just, what I need to do with those? I need to move forward and stop looking back at them. Those things are gone. God has big plans, but we just need to focus on that and move forward. But we get hindered because we can't stop looking back. Israel needed to move into the promised land. If they got stuck in the wilderness, what a tragedy that would have been. It's time. It's time to move forward. It's time to get out of this wilderness. It's time to get out of this rut. It's time to get out of this kind of funk that we get in, you know? And the devil wants us to remain there. God says, you need to get out of it. It's time to get out of that and move forward and be where I want you to be. Israel needed to go into the promised land. They'd spent 40 years in the wilderness. 40 years. Can I say that we can relate to that in the sense that we spend way too long dwelling in areas of our past that we should be? And it feels like the 40-year concept is applied to us because we can't get out of it. They're there because of sin. I get it. They didn't trust God. The 12 spies went. 10 came back and said, there's giants. The two, Caleb and Joshua, said, we can do it. The nation believed the 10. And now God says, judgment falls on you. You're not going into the promised land. You're going to spend 40 years in the wilderness. And so sin brought that wilderness time. And sin comes into our life. And we spend 40 years, or at least a time, paying the consequences of our sins. You know? And God wants us to be delivered from that. He wants to forgive us. He wants us to move forward. But we have to trust that God has that plan. We have to trust that God has a purpose and a vision and a direction for us. If we're going to move forward, we have to trust that. Israel needed that. And so moving forward, I'm going to give you a couple of, there's three things I'm going to give you, okay? So if you want to note them, it might be a help. Number one, following someone, this is what moving forward means. Number one, following someone who's going the right direction. That's just practical, makes sense, doesn't it? You want to move forward? Then you need to be following somebody who's going the right way. Yeah. Look at verse 1. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun. That was a big deal. Why? Because Joshua was the guy. You want to follow the right guy? Mm-hmm, I do. Then you need to get behind Joshua. He's the guy. Look at verse 2. Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, and this is God, by the way. This isn't Moses. This is God saying this. Moses, my servant, is dead now. Therefore, arise, go. I love those two words. Arise, go. That could be like a soul-winning charge. Oh, we were supposed to have a charge tonight. I forgot, Brother Tim. You should have raised your hand. I forgot. That's our soul-winning charge right there. Arise and go.
Yes, sir.
So don't forget, next week we'll do it. And if you forget, it's your fault, not mine. Okay? I'll just shift the blame there. You see how I did that? Okay, arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people. God is commanding, he's charging Joshua. Lead this people. Basically, here's what God's saying. You're the guy. You are the guy who's going to take this nation and you're going to lead them to the promised land. Look at verse 5. There shall